HF radio or six-meter radio, whatever, or even another station directly, then you could use, you would use a package, a software package called Echo Station. If, however, you want to set up something to be more of a communal resource for a repeater or such, you would set up Echo Link. So that's the fundamental difference between the two products or the two packages. Anyway, anybody else have any comments to add? This is K2BAR.
K2GCL repeater.
WITW.
Yeah, on a somewhat related note, if your goal is to talk to somebody without the radio, you might consider Skype, S-K-Y-P-E, only because it's extremely easy to set up. It's full duplex, no push-to-talk, and you can be up and running in 5 minutes, and that's what I've been using to talk to Andrew and Barbara in Australia with. It works really well, and I know Tony and Dick have both had good luck with it as well. Anyway, I just got a landline, so I'm going to hit and run here, WITW.
Okay, Steve, keep an ear out for us. No problem. Godspeed. And if we don't speak, have a happy new year. Anybody else with comments about this? This is K2BAR. Okie doke. Well, welcome welcome to the wonders of amateur radio via the internet, no less. So any further comments, Ben? KF2ID, K2BAR.
No, that's it. I just wondered what people's experiences was. And I know people use IRLP, it was also reading about Echo Link, and so I was just wondering if people were still using Echo Link or have used Echo Link. I thought IRLP was tending to replace it, but I guess it's still active. It's KF2ID, and I'll send it back to K2BAR.
Yeah, okay, well, I don't think it's replacing Echo Link. I think, if anything, there seemed to be much more of a proliferation of Echo Link nodes at this point. That's just my own observation. I think both are expanding, and because of the flexibility in hardware selection and physical configuration and the lack of a rigid requirement to actually use an RF link at all, Echo Link has certain attractiveness, which is exactly what is abhorred by those who prefer IRLP. Those folks believe that if there's no RF, if there's no absolute draconian requirement for RF, therefore you should not do it. I think that's a little over the top. And then to make it worse, is they require the certain hardware. Probably it'd be a good thing to do is to have maybe Paul do a talk on Echo Link and having Mitch do a talk on IRLP. That'd probably be insightful. You either do them sequentially or can do them in the same month, perhaps, if we know we have a lot of time and not enough, not to worry about excessive business at our meetings. We have an extended program. Anything else for everybody? This is K2BAR. Any further questions? I heard something key up with me. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, this is K2AI. Am I getting it through here?
You are.
Okay, I've been experimenting with a microphone, and I would just like some comments on the quality of this microphone. I haven't touched on a microphone. I'm trying to phase into my radio. And a little conversation. Do I need more volume, less volume? How's the tone quality? Back to K2BAR control.
You are hitting it so hard, you're just starting like you can't believe.
Okay, then if I space it out from my hand and lower the drive, is this better?
Yeah, it sounds like you're still hitting it hard, very hard, though.
Okay. The problem is that this Tone Decoder mic has a little transistor amplifier in it.
not require that transistor amplifier, so I've been trying to cut down the drive of the microphone. I'll work on it some more. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, very good, Tony. Well, you know, if you get that audio cranked down a bit, I think that's the biggest thing about this internet linking that becomes problematic is level setting. Somewhat analogous to the problem with PSK31 users, etc. Alrighty. Anybody else have any comments, questions about Ben's point about, or inquiry about, you know, internet interfaces to amateur radio? This is K2BAR. Okay, just one other note. I've also heard tell people using Echo Station and Echo Link to provide the modulation, and then they've used Ham Radio Deluxe to drive the controls of the radio from virtual front panel remotely. So I think that's pretty cool. That's very cool. Ben, last shot. Anything you want to add to this equation? This is K2BAR. Okie doke. All right. The next topic, well, first of all, let's take late check-ins. We've gone through two topics. And that's pretty good. Anybody else for the net, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above. Please call K2BAR.
And 3CRT with a comment.
Good evening, Charlie. And 3CRT noted. Anybody else? This is K2BAR.
KC2KXV, just listening, Gordon.
Hey, Mr. Henny, KC2KXV, K2BAR. Okay, anybody else? Alrighty, Charles, welcome, and also to you, Vinny. Go ahead with your with your comment, Charlie.
Okay, in the time that he started talking about Echo Link, I reinstalled it on my computer, and I set it up, and I'm in listen-only mode, so if someone wants to connect to me on Echo Link and see if they can listen to this repeater, it's only a listen now, because I didn't want to set up all the transmit values with my interface here. My node number is 138090. 138090, and you can see if it'll connect. I don't know if Ben's actively using it on the computer or if he had it set up or anything, but it was worth a shot. N3CRT.
Mr. Ben? Yeah, we've been amazingly Benless. All right. Steve, WI2W, are you set up?
I am not. I don't have a microphone on this computer at the moment.
Can you connect in listen-only mode to Charlie's node number?
Okay, give me that node again.
138090. In theory, you should be able to monitor this net because he's tuned in through his radio in listen-only mode, so should basically be able to have an internet address to, if you will, disseminate this throughout the world, as it were. That might be something to consider for future nets, Charlie, if you want to get your node squared away, or I could set mine up as well. That would be kind of cool. I don't know what the repeater gods, so there are no repeater goddesses, or maybe there are, but I think they're related to the gods, but, you know, I don't know how they feel about it, but it's certainly a possibility.
I figure it this way, in a listen-only mode, it shouldn't upset them very much at all if they're just listening. And in case anybody cares or wonders and wants to play with it, I have a interface, a WB2REM iLink interface, which is will interface just fine with Echo Link, and it was made to do that internet linking. So if someone wants to play with it, it's here. I don't have the instructions on it. It's probably out there somewhere, on the internet, but it's looks like it's pretty easy to hook up an interface to a radio.
Charlie, we can talk about that. My echo link is down at the moment.
Okay.
Okay, noted, Steve. Thank you. But Charlie, we could talk about the iLink card. That might be kind of cool. I might want to tie that to something else, but certainly for the net, I'd be more than happy to tie it here. Alrighty. Any further comments, Mr. Charlie, or anybody else? This is K2BAR.
No, that's it. I was just watching a movie there at the beginning of the net, so I decided to catch up.
Okay, very good. Very good. Well, anybody else have any comments, please call K2BAR. Alrighty. This is something I'm going to bring to the attention of the net. I think it's really, really cool. Many of us have operated HF radios on battery power and have, shall we say, suffered the vagaries of sagging voltage. Not so much that, you know, it'll ruin the battery, but certainly that it will make for problems with locking phase lock loops or getting a clean modulation envelope if it's a weak signal radio in particular. And sometimes we have that in our vehicles, sometimes when we don't run the engine, and other times we have it when we're running off of a battery standalone. So I went in search of products that might help the problem, and one of the solutions was to add an extra cell to a battery. But, you know, when you buy a 30-amp or 40 or 100-ampere-hour battery, shucks almighty, they don't have the ability to just slide in one more cell. They do them in sixes, typically, and the consequence you get with something that starts off a little more than 13 volts, and when you put it under load after a short period of time, gives you something less than 12 volts, and sometimes the radios complain. So, in my search of products that address this problem, I have recently acquired, but not yet installed, an N8 X-ray Juliet Kilo booster regulator. This booster regulator is a rather interesting device because it has several modes of operation. But what it fundamentally does is gives you whatever your program voltage is, somewhere between 12 and 15 volts, whatever you set it up for, based on a input that, you know, will be, maybe it'll be 12 volts, maybe it'll be a little more, maybe it'll be less, down to as low as 9 volts. I mean, you can set it for 9, 10, or 11 volts to cut off and just not do its thing. But it will provide you with, if you will, the DC equivalent of what a constant voltage transformer does for AC, and provide this rather reliably and efficiently. The way they do it is, they have a little switcher in there, in a really heavy shielded box, I'll point out, that basically adds the differential voltage to whatever voltage you have left, if you will, coming out of your battery. So let's say you're only getting 11.5 volts out of your battery, and you've programmed it to, let's say, 14 volts, which is the default. You need 2.5 volts to do that. So it will take your 11.5 volts, add that 11.5 volts to a 2.5 volt output to give you a 14 volt output. And so it's very efficient because it only has to provide the differential voltage, or the current at that differential voltage. And so it does it very efficiently. In order to really make it worth your while, it has three modes: a bypass mode, where in which case it's not in function in order, a full-time mode, where it'll do it all the time, and then an efficiency mode, which is very cool, which is RF sensing with a hang time, if you will, you know, a couple hundred milliseconds, that's, again, adjustable. And basically, you put it
you tap it into a T coming out of your transmitter, up to 100 watts, up through, I guess, 400 megahertz or so. And by gosh and by golly, it will only activate when you're transmitting. So I think that's pretty cool, to say the least. It provides that differential voltage only when you're transmitting, but when you're receiving, you have less load, less voltage drop. Chances are your receiver is less critical about these matters. It doesn't as much care whether or not you're running 11.5 volts versus 13 volts or 14 volts. I mean, some do, some don't. We don't want to get into that right now. But, you know, by and large, the transmitters, the issue, because transmitters start developing some really squirrely envelopes. I noticed this, by the way, last spring when I took to, I guess it was May, I was at the Camperee, the Art District Camperee, and I was doing a radio merit badge class in the afternoon for some Boy Scouts after doing the cubby thing in the morning. And what I noted was, using the spectrum scope on the Pro 3, that as my voltage in my truck started to sag through the day, the envelope became more forest-like and just more hideous looking. So, needless to say, it was not a pretty picture, and I did not want to go there. So, ultimately, I started running the engine in order to boost the car battery back up. Again, it wasn't dangerous to the car battery, but it was probably not good for the modulated envelope. It was probably also probably not great for the radio. And so, you know, there's a lot of good advantages to such a device. And since I have an emergency battery power pack of a 38 ampere hour battery, courtesy of Harvey, KC2AWX, I'm going to add this to that box along with the requisite barrier strip, you know, power strip from West Mountain Radio. So, with the Anderson power pole, so I think we'll be in good shape. So that's kind of my next step. So that's it from here. I was wondering if anyone had any questions or comments about such products. Question?
What was the manufacturer and model again?
If you look up the, well, it's TGE actually makes the product, Tango Golf Echo. But the product is called the November 8 X-Ray Juliet Kilo Boost Regulator. If you looked up N8XJK Boost Regulator, I think you'll be in good shape. What I have here is the $150 model. They make one with a fan in it, but that kind of defeated my approach to things. This will handle up to 100 watts, which is more than adequate for my purposes, and I just think it's neat and spiffy.
But I see they have a new one and an old one, and then a big one and a small one. Is it?
Yeah, this is the new one, and it's called the new N8XJK Boost Regulator, and it's not the $180 one; it's the $150 one.
Very cool looking. And they use real Anderson power poles. How about that?
Well, I didn't order it that way. I just ordered mine with the default pigtails. But yes, you can order it any way you want with as long a cable as you want. But the key point here is on the input side, you want to keep it as short as possible. For those of you, and this is something to consider as well, for those of you who don't have a 20 amp or 25 or 30 or whatever power supply, you might consider... You might consider using that old 7 amp power supply as a charger for your, maybe with a power gate or whatever other charge circuit you want for the battery, and then one of these things on the output side with the battery. And I'm bringing that to your attention because apparently these don't like, this device is not fond of switcher power sources for whatever reason, I can only imagine. Them fighting each other in contention mode. So if in reality you want to put an iron power supply at the source side of anything that's charging this thing, especially if it's in line with this thing as well. Anyway, mine's going to go in a box. I bought a smaller MTM box. You guys saw my orange box with the radio equipment, and some of you have heard the tale of woe of what happened when I mounted the switcher power supply into the orange box with the radio equipment in close proximity to the antennas with a poor ground, and bang, I trashed a 30 amp MV330 or 330 MV power supply from Malenko. We don't want to do that again. And so I'm really thinking about, just taking a small 5 or 7 amp iron supply and the battery box and this little gizmachi and use that as my my AC/DC letter rock and roll kind of go anywhere power supply system. That might be more suitable than carrying a switcher. So we shall see. But I bought a, it's kind of a larger ammo box style, but not as big as the orange box I showed you guys, so with the radio equipment in it, type of, semi-dry box. And so I think that's the plan at this juncture. We're going to try that and see how it goes. You can all thank my bride and 2FWI for this wonderful Christmas present. She arranged with Santa to have it magically delivered, and I was a very happy boy, even though I was not on Santa's knee. I'm kind of too big for that. Santa would probably have either a broken knee or a hernia or both if I did that. So, anyway, anybody else with comments on this magic toy, the N8 XJK new style boost regulator, anything else?
K2GCL repeater.
This is K2EMI again with a question. Is that an honest proof device?
Yeah, it really is. It's well shielded.
I'm sorry, I came back with my modified microphone again. Is it better?
Yeah, it's well shielded and bypassed.
Microphone. Is my microphone better?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking about the device. It is better. It's not great.
Thank you very much. We're still working on it. Okay. You don't want to blow up this gizmachi, as you say.
No, but I also didn't want to blow up my my Pro 3 and, all things being equal, I'll sacrifice the Pro 3 never and let this box take the hit. Anyway, that's kind of the plan for now. What I have to work out is how to do sampling on two different antenna outputs. Because it's got a BNC port, which is a high Z tap, which goes to a standard T connector in your antenna line, and it just uses it to trigger the boost regulator. So I'm gonna have to think that through. If I had a two antenna environment, might be a little tricky. I mean, I certainly could just hit the switch and just put it in full time mode, and that'd be the end of the discussion. But again, you want to be sparing with your battery current. You don't want to suck down a battery precipitously. Anybody else with comments about these devices? This is K2BAR.
WMSK. I know that MFJ also has a version that they're selling. Sounds similar in capabilities.
Yeah, I looked at theirs, and feature for feature, I think it lacked a few things. One of them might be shielding. This was not something I wanted to entrust MFJ's quality control to. I mean, there are a lot of things I would prefer. I'll roll the dice and happily be an MFJ customer, and there are many happy products I have around here that have fit the bill, but this would not be one of them. And reading through the
old and new style XJK and also MFJ reviews, product reviews, I discerned very quickly this was the device to get. NS2K, go.
Almost word for word, NS2K. Yeah, I had seen the MFJ device, but looking at this thing, and I found myself much more trusting these guys. Although, you know, I'll say the same thing about MFJ. I have several of their things, and by and large, I'm quite happy with them. But anyway, this looks quite nice, roughly the same price. And considering all, this is probably what I would put my money on.
You know, while it's light enough to be put into a portable box along with a battery and, you know, a really honking battery and stuff like that, it is by no means a lightweight piece. If you look at the picture of it, you will see that it's got, what, 3/16 aluminum, or is that quarter-inch aluminum plate as the top cover? I think the cast box is pretty much the same construction. I mean, this is just an amazing box.
You might want to also see if they'll give you any kind of hints on how to do, say, a push-to-talk closure, perhaps in the RF port, maybe with modification from either of two radios to cause it to go into the boost mode.
Yeah, well, one may be just to take the switch on the front where it says full time, and you basically put the switch in that mode. My guess is there's a full time, there's an RF enable, and the bypass is probably connected to nothing. So my guess is bringing contacts out across the full time side to a PTT line that's appropriately bypassed, etc. We'll probably achieve that result, Jim.
And the other thing you might do is an RF splitter affair that would be just basically a splitter pad thing. I don't know how much RF it takes to drive this thing, but you certainly don't want to drive a T with transmit power on it for any length anyway. So you might have go directly from your T into homemade pad affair, and then you could combine possibly.
Yeah, I could certainly look at that. That would be a possibility. I mean, certainly at 100 watts, if RPM would be fine. If I'm trying to run 10 watts, it might not be under those conditions because there might not be enough residual RF to trigger the circuitry, but then again, I may not need it at that point. So your point's well taken. That might actually work out. Alrighty. Any other comments, questions, confusions? Have I added a new toy to everybody's ooh-ooh list? Well, anyway, you can expect next time we do a show and tell that this will be part of the exhibit. I'll definitely bring this once it's all wired in. Right now it's still in the Ziploc bag, the coil, the wire, the input and output wires are all, you know, still in the original packaging and like that there, and we're going to get to it. I've got other things I have to do tomorrow and perhaps Saturday, but by Sunday it will be integrated into the box, I can assure you of that. And now I have to look for a very small, non-switching, let's say 5 to 10 amp DC supply that I can jam into this box. Along with the battery that's in there, because I need an iron supply. I think that would be appropriate. I got to do that, a power gate, and this thing. So it's going to be a crowded little box, but I think it'll be well worth the effort. Alrighty, moving right along. Anything else on this topic, or maybe even consider a new one? This is K2BAR.
You may want to say a couple of words about your little soiree tomorrow.
I could do that again. Hurry. Anybody else before I do that? I'll have anything they would like to mention. Alrighty. Well, just to remind everybody, it's 10:15 almost, and if the let's say, 9 hours, 9.5 hours from now, you can magically appear in the basement of St. John the Evangelist Roman Catholic Church in Bergenfield on Washington Avenue between Main Street and Bradley Avenues. You can indulge in a all-day technician class amateur radio course that will go from 10 o'clock sharp until about 6, 6.30, and it will be followed by a W2JEK K2BAR VE team examination for the technician class exam. We'll be feeding you lunch and dinner. We'll be providing you with snacks and coffee and other stimulants to keep you rocking and rolling. We've got a nice presentation tomorrow. And to make it even more exciting, the methodology we're using essentially is to introduce you to a subset of the questions with the correct answers, followed by a Gordon West talk for anywhere from 4 to 25 minutes, I think it is, to 27 minutes, I think it's the longest one. And we're going to be doing that throughout the day. And then after each segment, we're going to then take your questions, elaborate a little bit. During the Gordon West audio tracks, we're going to be posting key information on a board for you as a memory reinforcement thing, and then every so often we'll do a demonstration or some other thing to get everybody interested and involved in what it is they just learned about. So that's pretty much the plan for tomorrow. You will need to bring, you'll need to bring your Social Security number, a photo ID, or two forms of decent ID. You will need to bring your a pen, a couple of number two pencils. I'd recommend a pad. You'll also need to bring a smile. Dress comfortably. What else? Social Security number, ID, I think that's about it. If you have a favorite coffee cup, you're more than welcome to bring that, or beverage container, as it were. A beer stein would not be appropriate if it has beer in it, but we can put coffee or tea or other some non-alcoholic soft beverage into it, even water if you so desire. And we'll be doing that all day. And again, the examination will start in the evening. And we hope to license a lot of new hams tomorrow.
K2GCL repeater.
The other thing about it, which is very cool, this all started with, desire for my several adults and kids in my Boy Scout troop to get their license. Oddly enough, the two dads and two kids who asked for it first can't be there. And that's been known for a couple of weeks, but that's okay. Then, to make it more exciting, another dad wanted to do it. My oldest son wanted to do it, and obviously Jeremy's going to try again. I think he'll probably do well this time. Several other scouts in the troop, I guess we have about 10 or more scouts, have already committed to doing it. I know of 10 by name. I suspect there's one or two more out there. But also, Barra and Clark have sent participants. Some scouting circles have sent some others. New Jersey Search and Rescue is sending the head of their ropes team, and somebody else as well. I forget who, but they've got three, maybe four or five people coming. And then also the deputy OEM director from Bergenfield is going to be there. So it's going to be a good day. We're very excited about the scope and breadth of participants and what they represent and the like. So we should have a good group all day. So, questions, comments, confusions, please call K2BAR.
This is 2JEK.
Go ahead, Don.
You mentioned something about them filling out forms around 6:30.
Yeah, I think that'd probably be about right. I think we talked about that the other night.
Yeah, okay. I will supply all the forms. I'll try to make them there by 6:30. I thought it would be a little later. I figured originally 7 o'clock, but the actual testing will only be started at 7, but we will get the people with the forms filled out so that they can actually start the testing at 7. You have possibly one person coming in. I was told by Jim, the W2FJ, that SFO wants to upgrade from Tech to General. I also notified Helmut, KA2PDU, and I believe your XYL, Nancy, is also going to do paper upgrades, so that's also in the fire. Back to you.
Yeah, I assume she puts her hands on her ticket, which I think is kind of amazing. She has yet misplaced it again. Although she found her original license the other day, which was very cool. She found the original copy of her original call sign, KC. Was it KB2 or KA2ZCG? Is that right? Yeah, I think it was KA2ZCG or KB2ZCG. KA2, I think it was. Anyway, it's a long time ago. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So hopefully that'll work. If we need to photocopy anything, I can run across the walk to photocopy things done. That's not a problem. We can take care of that in the rectory. If we need copies of anybody's IDs or whatever, I can take them in bulk and just do them boom, 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 boom while the testing's going on. It's not a problem.
All right, I got a piece of paper right here from the internet that shows Nancy with a pre-1987 tech, so that's in terms of that base. I do want to have her have a photocopy of her original current license right now, the current license that she's using right now, and I have to see the original of that. It's the same with anybody else that's upgrading. We have to see the current license, have a photocopy of that current license. Thank you.
Yeah, that won't be a problem. Finding it in the first place is the issue. The copy's not the issue. Alrighty. Thank you very much, Mr. Don. Thank you, everybody, for the good questions. Before we secure, I'd like to know if there's anything else people would like to bring up. Please call K2BAR. Okay, well, thank you again, everybody. I'd like to thank N2OEL, NS2K, KF2ID, K2AMI, W2JEK, WI2W, N3CRT, and the ever-mysterious KC2KXZ, Mr. Vinny. I was reading last night, just as an FYI, the show where that I'm not all geek all the time. I was reading Pedro Arupe's 1973 address, Men for Others. I was actually reading it last night. It's an interesting challenge to Catholics, to say the least. And anyway, on that note, may the peace of the Christmas holiday season be on everybody, and a prosperous and peaceful and blessed new year as well. Pray for peace, because there's some places with some really nasty weapons who have trouble keeping the political leadership alive, as we know from Pakistan's loss of Benazir Bhutto this morning. So, on that sober note, but hopeful note, we look forward to seeing as many as are able tomorrow. And Ben, I want to thank you for offering to help with the instruction tomorrow, and Don, for you to help with the examination team. Anybody else would like to come during the day, please come on down. Anyway, this is K2BAR, W2TTT, securing and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Good night, gentlemen, and thank you very much. This is W2TTT. I'm actually going to secure, because I need to get some stuff done for tomorrow. So, Godspeed, everybody. Take care, W2TTT.